I'm Mark Bayshore. Welcome back to the program. On Tuesday of this week, Current State heard from a supporter of a request by the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin, to divert water from Lake Michigan because of radium in its local water supply. Great Lakes governors will vote on that request, made in accordance with the Great Lakes Compact, in 11 days. Supporters and other authorities say the city's request is justified by sound science, and in May, the 10-member Great Lakes Compact Council recommended approval. However, environmentalists and many others, including our next guest, oppose the request for various reasons. They claim alternatives to a water diversion exist, including ongoing treatment of contaminated water and conservation measures. Our next guest is one of those opponents. Peter McAvoy is an attorney and an MSU graduate, by the way, who spent more than three decades working on environmental issues. He offers legal counsel to the Compact Implementation Coalition. Those are environmental groups which opposes Waukesha's request. Peter McAvoy, welcome to Current State.
Well, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
I'll start with the same question I asked Dan Dukniak earlier this week. Dan manages the water system in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and he is a supporter of the diversion request. What do you take from last month's decision by the Great Lakes Compact Council, which recommended approval of Waukesha's request?
Well, I think there are a number of really good parts of the recommendation, the overall recommendation, because they really cut back on the service area that was going to be included as the potential area for a diversion. They reduced significantly the city of Waukesha's volume of water that would be permitted to be diverted. However, we think there are a number of other areas that need to be addressed and would be addressed by the Council of Great Lakes Governors when they meet, or before they meet even, on June 21st. And we continue to see these as being major issues that go to the heart of whether or not the major requirements of the Great Lakes Compact are being met and met effectively. Because this is the first request for a diversion anywhere in the Great Lakes Basin. Mm-hmm. It's the first major test of the compact.
Well, one factor apparently working in Waukesha's favor so far has been the determination that the city has no viable alternative other than getting water from Lake Michigan. Dan Dukniak of the city, back on Tuesday of this week on this program, referred to, quote, unavoidable significant environmental impacts of alternatives, unquote, and that continued use of local shallow groundwater would have negative environmental impacts. I know that's an assertion you disagree with. Talk to us about the viable alternatives that you think Waukesha has.
Well, they actually have, and it's in a combination of factors of with the water and the water resources that are available to it. They have and have been pumping water from this very large, deep aquifer underneath the ground. It's huge. It's one of the largest aquifers that is available to communities like the city of Waukesha. And it covers a very good portion, major portion, of the state of Wisconsin. It even extends in the part of Iowa into northern Illinois, Indiana, under Lake Michigan even. So it's a very, very vast system. The reference to affecting environmental conditions or wetlands, for example, in southeastern Wisconsin might very well be the case if Waukesha were going to be drilling additional and new, extensive new shallow wells, not into the deep aquifer, but tapping into the water surface features as well as the rivers, streams, and the shallow aquifer. If they did that, and they did it on a much larger scale than what they're doing right now, there may very well be impacts to the environmental conditions on the surface of the land. What we're saying is there is a viable water supply alternative for the city of Waukesha, especially if it manages the waters that it does have and does that more effectively.
Well, we're told that there's radium in their water, though. How do they avoid the radium that is apparently in their water?
Well, they do have radium in their drinking water. It's not coming through all of their wells, but even the wells that are producing the radium, the amount of water that they're pumping may include portions of that would include radium, but they're treating it. And the interesting thing is that dozens of communities, including neighboring communities to the city of Waukesha, I mean literally neighbors to them, are getting water from the same source. They have radium in it, and they're treating it effectively and responsibly and safely and providing safe drinking water to their citizens. That's true not only in southeastern Wisconsin, but in other communities across Wisconsin and into Minnesota and other states. So this is not something that is unusual, and there is a way to do it. There's a way to effectively treat the radium. We're not pretending that it's not an issue or that contamination of water sources may very well be the case. Well, you need to deal with it. But communities throughout Michigan, throughout Wisconsin, do that every day, and they do it responsibly. So this idea that radium all of a sudden is a major issue and that can't be dealt with, the city of Waukesha for 25 years has known that it has a radium issue. It has dragged its feet in implementing proven techniques to deal with that. And all we're saying is use some of these techniques, augment the techniques that you're already using to deal with radium, and do that going forward. And use the water resources, the plentiful water resources, which, by the way, the water levels in the deep aquifer, according to the scientists, according to the U.S. Geological Survey and others that test for this, have started to rise. They're rebounding. This is a good thing. This is a very good thing for the city of Waukesha.
Now, the governor's regional body, they found that, and I'm paraphrasing here, but maybe only just a little bit, treating and removing radium is not sustainable over time. What's wrong with that assessment?
Well, if that's confusing two different things, but you can treat for radium, and communities have been doing it for a very long time, and there's safe disposable sites that are regulated, highly regulated, if you want to take the radium out when you need to and dispose of it so it's not spread out in the environment. It's regulated by the federal agencies. There are sites that are licensed to do this. The communities that are, again, neighboring to the city of Waukesha are doing just that. And there are major firms that can provide those kinds of services, and they do it across the United States of America.
Peter McAvoy has spent decades involved in environmental issues in the private and public sectors. He and others associated with the Compact Implementation Coalition are opposed to a request by the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin, to divert Lake Michigan water because of radium in its aquifer. Mr. Dukniak also accused opponents of diversion of a campaign of misinformation. And I know that one of his major points is that opponents will use the phrase protect the Great Lakes to promote opposition to this request. And he reasons that lots of people instinctively respond, well, of course I want to protect the Great Lakes, when in fact Waukesha claims it would return all of the water it takes, at least to the Great Lakes Basin. Does he have a point there?
Well, first, let's go back to the Great Lakes itself. This is an incomparable world-class resource that we're all concerned about in how it's used and effectively managed and protected. And it's one of the fundamental objectives of the Great Lakes Compact. We wish that the city of Waukesha would talk more about that and appreciate how significant that resource is. But to Dan Dukniak's point about returning all of the water, what they're talking about is averaging out how much water they might get from Lake Michigan and how much they return. What they're going to do is include as part of their return in order to make up for the water that they will lose just through natural consumption and the way leaky pipes, they're going to make up with it Mississippi Basin water. So overall, if you're saying, well, we remove 1 gallon and we're going to return 1 gallon, it's important to understand what's going in the gallon that's coming back to Lake Michigan. And by the way, Dan Dukniak does not talk about this much at all. There are major problems with this application for a diversion because of how they want to return the water. It is not going to be the same quality of water by any stretch of the imagination, the water that's returned to Lake Michigan. And what they're proposing, for a matter of convenience and to cut down on cost, is they're not going to bring it all the way back to Lake Michigan. They're proposing to discharge it to the Root River, which is an impaired body of water, which the city of Racine has been trying and working over the past several decades to clean up and restore. And they've begun to have, and the citizens that have been working with them on this, have begun to have real success. And the city of Racine, the people of Michigan should understand this, has gone through wrenching economic changes like many of the Michigan cities did with this economic transition. And it's only recently that the businesses have started to come back into the city of Racine and create new jobs, something that is vital for a community that is comprised of many low-income, hardworking families. And so that's what they're trying to do.
Well, we should also point out, though, that is at odds with the finding of the regional body here. The regional body, and I have a quote on this one, the return of basin water via the Root River is projected to provide a net environmental benefit to the Root River while simultaneously producing no loss of biological integrity to Lake Michigan. I mean, it would appear you're on different planets on this.
Well, the only problem is if you look at the scientists that are supporting what we're saying, the leading scientists who've looked at this are saying that the pathogens and the the viruses and the bacteria, et cetera, that are going to be returned with this wastewater from 100,000 people, businesses, industry, shopping centers, et cetera, from entirely outside the Great Lakes Basin, brought back into the Great Lakes Basin and it's discharged into this river. The problem with that is that it really heightens the risk and likely really contributes to degradation of that river and the city of Racine. So they have not, unfortunately, the regional body has not spent the time to seriously look at these impacts. And in fact, another problem that the regional body, I hope the recommendations are taken up seriously by the governors, is the state of Wisconsin is not enforcing its existing laws with respect to water quality, and protecting the water resources of the state. That's recently been documented by the legislature and its Legislative Audit Bureau. And in AG's opinion, Attorney General's opinion for the state of Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin is really seriously inhibited from enforcing the laws that it did have, and which, frankly, in the past few years have really been eviscerated by our legislature. So what the regional body is talking about, if they really looked at the science and what impacts this would have on the river and on the city of Racine and its constituents, its citizens, then they would start to look at this in a more serious way. What we've advocated is let's do the serious analysis before the diversion is approved. Let's do it now so that we understand how they would carry this out and what impacts it might have on that river. Merely stating that it's not going to have these impacts is not good enough.
We've got to let it go there. We want to thank Peter McAvoy, an attorney, an MSU grad who spent more than 3 decades working on environmental issues, who also offers legal counsel to the Compact Implementation Coalition. Those are a coalition of environmental groups which opposes the request of Waukesha, Wisconsin to divert Lake Michigan water for its use. If you'd like to learn more about the case against diversion, you can learn more about it at the website protectourgreatlakes.org, protectourgreatlakes.org. Peter McAvoy, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mark. Go Spartans.